When my babies were going through their exploration stage, I had so much to worry about. Falling over, bumping heads. What did she just put in her mouth? The list was endless. But when they were in Pampers Swaddlers, I knew I never had to worry about a leaky diaper. Swaddlers are great for both baby and mommy. They keep your baby's skin healthy and dry with Pampers Breathe Free Liner, which wicks away wetness, allowing your baby's skin to breathe. Swaddlers have always given me peace of mind, knowing that diaper rash and leaky diapers were not in our future. There's also the new blowout barrier at the back waist to help prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance, hypoallergenic, and free of parabens and latex. Your baby deserves that. And they're available in a wide range of sizes from newborn to size 8, and now feature designs with the newest animal characters, Shiloh the elephant and Freddy the duck. Having a diaper you can depend on is important, and it's why I have always loved Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diaper and wipes purchase. Not to mention, get great parenting content with Pampers Club.
It was the night of May 5th. Joe Campos Torres stopped by the 21 Club in Houston's Second Ward.
On Cinco de Mayo in 1977, the city of Houston was rocked by an appalling death at the hands of the city's own police.
At the time, Houston's police department had a reputation of being out of control.
Jose Campos Torres, an Army veteran, had been arrested in one of Houston's Latino bars. But instead of taking him to jail, police took him to a secluded spot on the bank of Houston's Buffalo Bayou.
Our source says the officers decided to teach Torres a lesson.
His body was found floating in the water 2 days later.
Mama, they found our boy. Mama, somebody killed our boy.
But when the officers involved were cleared, Houston exploded.
Black jackets and shields were handed out.
Oh, my God. You know, they wanted to burn that place down.
The arsonist wrote the name of Joe Torres on the wall.
People responded with rocks and bottles, shouting, Viva Jose Campos Torres.
The community's demand for justice led to an audacious experiment. Five young Latino officers were pulled out of their patrol cars and offered a chance to become America's first Latino homicide squad.
And he said, how would you like to go to homicide? I didn't know what a homicide was.
With little training and even fewer resources, they were tasked with solving homicides in Houston's Spanish-speaking neighborhoods and rebuilding trust. They were given 90 days to solve as many cases as they could.
None of us knew what we were up against.
They faced racism from inside their own department.
I had a Mexican flag on my desk, and they came over and told me, hey, the lieutenant doesn't want that Mexican flag over there.
And resistance from inside their own community.
Some of my friends stopped talking to me after I told them I had joined the police department.
But those challenges would only be the beginning.
I never thought anybody was more vicious and violent and ruthless than the Colombian cartels.
They had every trick to demoralize them thrown at them. But these guys consistently had the best clearance rates in the division.
He said, well, I know why you're here, because you're Mexicans. And I said, the reason I'm here is because I'm doing a job that you can't handle.
This is a police story, but it's not the one you've gotten used to hearing. This is the untold story of a homicide squad tasked with the impossible.
There'll never be another squad like ours.
I'm Cristela Alonso. From Frequency Machine and the Vox Media Podcast Network, this is Chicano Squad. Subscribe for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to hear the first episode on January 5th.